Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center, in collaboration with the American Association of Swine Veterinarians, will host a webinar August 4th entitled New World Screwworm, Response Planning, Available Resources, and Outreach Strategies for Pork Producers. What's the purpose of this webinar and who will be participating?
The purpose of the webinar is to continue to provide pork producers, their veterinarians, and other interested stakeholders key information on USDA response strategies, treatment options, and management and control of New World screwworm, including insights on how Texas is experiencing and managing New World screwworm. We will have experts both from USDA, the Food and Drug Administration, EPA, and Texas.
What key topics will be covered as part of this webinar?
As part of the webinar, there will be a review of the USDA response playbook as it relates to pork production. There will also be a review of treatment options from both U.S. Food and Drug Administration as well as EPA, which really is going to cover where the information is located for treatments and how they are approved for use, as well as who is authorized to use these products. And then lastly, there will be insights provided on actual boots-on-the-ground response in Texas.
What have been the latest developments with regards to the New World screwworm situation, and what are the factors there?
Both USDA and the Texas Animal Health Commission have a very active program to detect and treat any cases that are identified as rapidly as possible. There is concern that New World screwworm could move within wildlife, so there is active surveillance of wildlife populations in areas of concern, especially located at the border.
To whom is this webinar expected to be of interest and why?
This webinar is geared for anyone interested in New World screwworm, but really geared for pork producers, their veterinarians, and other stakeholders to really understand and be better prepared in the event that New World screwworm would be found in their state or in their herd.
What level of success are we seeing in efforts to eradicate the pest?
Again, USDA and the Texas Animal Health Commission have been very active in identifying cases and utilizing different tools at their disposal to help control and manage the situation. So surveillance is key to understand where the wild flies are at. Also looking at inspections and animals that are moving and instituting treatment very rapidly on animals that are identified as affected. The other big component is the use of sterile insect technique, which is utilizing and dispersing sterile male flies to help reduce the population of flies overall. USDA is working with their partners in Mexico and Panama at COPEG to be able to identify additional sources of these sterile flies, as well as getting them distributed where they're needed along the U.S.-Mexico border and within Texas.
How can anyone interested get more information or register for the webinars?
The registration for the webinar and other information can be found in the July SHIC newsletter.
And is there anything to add?
All this information and more, including a fact sheet on New World screwworm, can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.